Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jaya madhiyate. So today is the last day of Kartik. And Prabhupada in Nectar of Devotion, he said we should observe the Kartik month. One of the Chaitanya Charitamrita also said one should surrender to Krishna in all respects. One should observe particular vows like the Kartik Vrata. These are some of the 64 important items of devotional service. Vrcha Vrata is observed in the month of Kartik, especially in Vrindavan. There's a special program, Temple of Worship of the Lord in its Damodar form. Damodar refers to Krishna being bound with rope by his mother Yasoda. It is said that just as Lord Damodar is very dear to his devotees, so the month known as Damodar or Kartik is also very dear to them. And Prabhupada also says that the Lord may offer liberation or material happiness to a devotee, but if somebody performs devotional service, particularly in Mathura during the month of Kartik, the devotees want only to attain pure devotional service of the Lord. So Prabhupada also said in other places that Mayapur and Mathura, Vrindavan is not different. So while our observing the month of Kartik here, we get so many different blessings. Prabhupada was talking with Guru Das. He asked, what is this Urja Vrata? He said, you chant Hare Krishna 24 hours, 1 month, that's all. Yes, don't sleep, don't eat. This is Urja Vrata. Can you execute? Devotee, I don't know. So, anyway, we restrict a little bit our diet. Those who bathe in the holy river in his birthplace in the month of Kartik go to the planet of Krishna. Residing in the holy Dham during Kartik is a rare attainment for humans. They who worship him there, and then the Lord gives their original spiritual forms. By serving Lord Damodar in Mathura during Kartik, the people can easily attain pure devotional service to Lord Hari. Although Mathura is easy to visit in the world, although Kartik comes every year, the fools still swim in the ocean of repeated birth and death. Those who, as a joke, serve Lord Hari during Kartik in Mathura will attain pure devotional service. What to speak of they who serve the Lord with faith and devotion? You got some jokers here doing joking service. They still get pure bhakti. So what do we get if we are sincerely trying to do it? Then also the Sukla Dwadasi, which was a couple of days ago, who bathes in the holy river and sees the deity in the dham, attains the supreme destination. Vishnu Puran says a person during the Sukla Dwadasi in the month of Kartik bathes in the Jamuna and sees the deity of Lord Hari in Mathura, contains the supreme destination. We have here Ganga, Jamuna and Saraswati, all the three rivers are here in Mayapur. Because from Prayag they've mixed. Then also in the Mahatma By Rupa Goswami, he mentions Bhishma Panchak from Ekadasi till the Purnima. Today is our last day. That Krishna said to Bhishma, Atha Bhishma Panchake Padme, Bhishmam Prati Si Krishna Vachanam, Toya Krite Vrate Paschat, Kyasyate Bhishma Panchakam, Ye Tatra Janma Bhumaume, Karishanti Mahavratam, Maturayam Tu Gangeya, Tesham Bhakti Kare Stite. O Gangeya, this vow who you have followed will henceforth be known as Bhishma Panchaka. They who follow this great vow in my birthplace, Mathura, find pure devotional service resting in their hand. Pure devotional service to me, which because it takes place, placing me under the devotee's dominion, is very difficult to attain, is easily attained by following the Bhishma Panchak vow in Mathura during the month of Kartik. Puranantare cha sarva bhishta pradam proktam mature bhishma panchakam. Another place in the Puranas it is said, following the vow of Bhishma Panchaka Mathura is said to fulfill all desires. In the Bhavishya Purana, it said a person who observes Bhishma Panchak and Prabodhini Titi in Mathura will see the Lord's splendid sandals. So here we are observing in the holy Gupta Vrindavan of Mayapur Navadip Dham, the month of Damodar. This month is also known as Urja Vrata, and one of the names of Radharani is Urja Swari, the queen of the Urja Vrata. Satyavrata Muni uttered in his Damodar Astakam, Namo Radhika Yai Twadiyai Priyayai, my obeisance unto Radhika, you are most beloved. By this statement, indicate the sole activity to be done during the observance of Damodar Vrata's worship of Sri Radha Damodar. Jai Sri Radhi. Shyam. So the devotees are asking me to tell something about Bhishma Panchak. Found a little bit. I heard. Rashinga Kavach was talking about separation. The Krishna is blowing his flute, and the gopis wanted to meet him, but their husbands, fathers-in-laws, mothers-in-law were watching over them, that they don't go out, locked them in the room. So then there's so much separation from Krishna, so much desire to serve Krishna that they left their bodies. And that just in their spiritual body they went to meet Krishna. Their physical bodies remained in the house. Also when Krishna started the Ras Lila, was after the Govardhan Leela, so he was about 7 years old. So, there's not material lust in 7-year-olds, generally. This is a transcendental exchange. But Krishna was testing them. So he was preaching to them, go back home. But they weren't agreeable. So this is the second verse of the Gopis. You read the first verse? Just Gopis are praying, O all-powerful one, you should not speak in this cruel way. Do not reject us who have renounced all material enjoyment to render devotional service to your lotus feet. Reciprocate with us, O stubborn one. Just as the primeval Lord Sri Narayana reciprocates with his devotees in their endeavors for liberation. And they said, expert transcendentalists have always direct their affection towards you because they recognize you as their true self and eternal beloved. What use do we have for these husbands, children, relatives of ours who simply give us trouble? Therefore, O Supreme Controller, grant us your mercy. O Lotus-Eyed One, please do not cut down our long-cherished hope to have your association. Until today, our minds were absorbed in household affairs, but you easily stole both our minds and our hands away from our housework. Now our feet won't move one step from your lotus feet. How can we go back to Raja? What will we do there? So the gopis are complaining that Krishna stole their minds. How can they go back without their mind? Everything was stolen by Krishna. So like this. They are completely surrendered. Because they have this concept that they have a different husband. This is called Parokhya Ras. More difficult to go to meet Krishna. And in Dwarka, where they feel that Krishna is their husband directly, they don't have anybody else, then that's Swakriya Ras. So this caused lots of confusion, where some people feel this is not religiously correct. So the preachers had to do a lot of different preaching. So Sri Jiva Goswami, in defending that Ras Leela, one aspect is that Krishna is the soul of everyone. He is the husband of everyone, so there's nothing unnatural. But even in case people don't want to accept that, then when Krishna cows and calves, cowherd boys and calves were stolen by Brahma, he manifested himself into all the cowherd boys. Then Narada Muni encouraged Nanda Maharaj to organize a wedding so all the young cowherd boys would marry the cowherd girls. So actually everyone is also really married to Krishna. The cowherd boys couldn't remember anything because they were stolen at that time. So from all aspects, Krishna is their husband. That's what they feel in their heart, and they don't want to leave Krishna, they want to serve him. So Krishna, nectar of in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are a few verses. Purve joy chira sadi lila koila brindavane alokik lila gora koilo kone kone. Just as Sri Krishna performed Ras Lila and many other pastimes in Vrindavan, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed uncommon pastimes moment after moment. Prabhupada said that Lord Sri Krishna expanded himself into many forms while engaged in the Ras Lila dance, and he also expanded himself when he married 16,000 wives in Dwarka. The same process was adopted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he expanded himself into seven forms to dance in each and every group of the Sankirtan party. These expansions were appreciated by pure devotees, including King Pratapa Rudra. Although he, for reasons of external formality, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused to see King Pratapa Rudra because he was a king, King Pratapa Rudra became one of the Lord's most confidential devotees by the Lord's special mercy upon him. Prabhupada mentions that the class of men known as Prakrita Sahajiyas, who consider the transcendental pastimes of Lord Krishna something like the behavior between a man and a woman in a material field, artificially think that hearing the Ras Lila will help them to, by diminishing the lusty desires of their diseased hearts. But because they do not follow the regular principles, but instead violate even ordinary morals, their contemplation of Ras Lila is a futile attempt, which sometimes results in their imitating the dealings of the gopis and Lord Krishna. To forbid such habits of the Prakrita Sahajiyas, Antyalila 4:18. Lord Chaitanya had a vision of Krishna performing Ras. In Antyalila, the gopis were dancing in a circle. In the middle of the circle, Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda, danced with Radharani. Seeing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was overwhelmed with the transcendental mellow of the Ras dance, and he thought, now I am with Krishna in Vrindavan. When Govinda saw that the Lord had not yet risen, he awakened him, understanding that he had only been dreaming. The Lord was somewhat unhappy. Prabhupada explains that the gopis' loving exchanges with Krishna have nothing to do with mundane passion, but because they resemble lusty activities in the material world, those with impure minds mistake them for that. Such, Srila Prabhupada was therefore always very cautious in presenting Lord Krishna's Ras Lila. I don't know who wrote this. Lord Chaitanya was also very cautious in discussing such topics. Although he was always merged in Gopi Bhav, he discussed Krishna's loving affairs with the gopis only with a few intimate disciples. For the mass of people, he distributed love of God by propagating congregational chanting of the holy name. So, because during the Rasa Lila, thousands of people come, there was so much Krishna consciousness expanding. After Lord Chaitanya, then one king, Krishnanagara, was the royal capital of the kingdom of Nadia district, Nadia kingdom. And Navadip was the Pandit's place, the place of the Brahmins. So there was a king, I don't know what his name was. He was against Krishna Bhakti. So he started what they called a special new kind of Ras Leela in Navadvip, where he paid for people to make dioramas and deities of different demigods and demigoddesses. So if you go, now it's mixed, but I don't know, a few hundred years ago when he started this, then whole Navadvip would be doing Durga Puja, Kali Puja, all the different demigod pujas. And today, their Ras is like competing with Krishna Ras to show that, just see, all the Devi worship, demigod worship. So many thousands, and maybe 150,000, 200,000 people come here. But we should more and more expand. We just have this deities here, but during the night they go and see the deities in Navadvip. But now there are also Krishna deities and Ras Leela, clay deities. When we were walking and with the yatra with Radhanath Swami, we saw one of the artisans was making deities of different demigoddesses and Ganga and different personalities. So we asked, what's this for? He says, for the Navadvip Ras. So there's a little bit of background you should know why all these people coming, but they come to see all the different deities at night. And now during the day, mostly they come here. At night they're all in Navadvip watching those different. But over the years, it's not been so much fanatic about the demigods or devas and deities. Now there's more mixed Ganga, Krishna. That king's long gone. But that's, and then in Santipur they have another kind of ras, which starts tomorrow. If you have to, where they drive through the town with lorries and have the kids dress up like Ras Leela, Krishna Leela. And as they drive in the back of a flatbed truck and have big processions, big procession going throughout the city, and all the children are dressed up. It's a living, instead of dolls, it's all living display. What? Ras Leela. Living Ras Leela, Krishna Leela presentation. So today, last day also our Bhishma Panchak, and today is the last day of the Damodar. We get a lot of mercy where we can, by worshipping Krishna, by remembering his pastimes, by following in the footsteps of the gopis who surrendered everything for Krishna. We should also try to surrender everything for Krishna. Use our words, our thoughts, our activities in Krishna's service. So that's what pure devotional service is all about. It says in this month you can get pure devotional service very easily. So we hope that the devotees here in Mayapur will cultivate their pure devotion, cultivate their spiritual development. The highest blessing is to get pure bhakti. And here Lord Chaitanya gives it out very easily. Here Radharani, it's her abode. She created this for Krishna. When Krishna comes here, he takes the form, the mood rather, of Radharani, the color of Radharani. So by observing the month of Damodar here, we can also get the mercy, whatever mercy you can get in Mathura, can get here, because this is also Gupta Vrindavan. So we hope that all the devotees take advantage of this mercy flow. There's a lot of people come through here. We have prasad distribution. It's a good day for doing book distribution. Sometimes our children have competitions. They used to have in the past. I don't know if they do anymore. Who can distribute books? And all the kids will be distributing their books. Then we give him a prize at the end. But you may learn a few Bengali mantras. Also, one thing, whenever a lot of people come, there's also another thing that comes with them. Pickpockets. I wouldn't keep anything valuable. Don't wear your money belts, so don't wear anything valuable. Because whenever you're in a crowd, they know how to bump into you, and even a slash money belts with razor blades. I saw one person showed me their bag was cut with about 7 times with a slash by a razor blade. They took out some things from there. So whenever there's a big crush, that's where the pickpockets go. So don't let them steal your bhakti, or don't let them steal your passport or anything. So just better if you don't have anything to take. Nothing to worry about. Lock up your valuables. So this is the second biggest crowd usually comes today. Biggest is Gaur Purnima, and this Ras Purnima is also very big. So if you want, there'll be a lot of services. If you want to distribute prasadam or do any other services, there's an opportunity to give the mercy. So Lord Chaitanya said, of all the devotees, the Brajavasis, especially the gopis, they're the greatest. So you can pray to them today to give us the mercy that we can also leave our attachments and go to Krishna, take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. Even Krishna is trying to discourage them, go back home. They're determined. They want to serve Krishna. Thank you very much. Any questions? Comments? I couldn't hear what you said. One of the last things that Bhishma remembered was the gopis and the rasa dance. Feeling separation from Krishna. Bhishma Deva ki. Okay, we're going to go. Today at 5:30, those who are doing Bhishma Panchak will be the breakfast. And now we take our breakfast. Breakfast and breakfast of pancha, fruits and roots.